In the world of science, Michio Kaku is a rock star. The theoretical physicist and futurist says when it comes to technology, America has a secret weapon. It's a visa called the H-1B.
Without the H-1B, the scientific establishment of this country would collapse. Forget about Google. Forget about Silicon Valley. There would be no Silicon Valley without the H-1B.
So what are H-1Bs? They're visas for highly skilled foreign-born workers. They come with a long list of restrictions, and they're hard to get. Companies looking for these employees snatch the visas up fast. In October, it took less than a week for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services to hit next year's cap of 65,000.
It's a talent war, and I know it's a talent war in California. But it's a talent war here as well.
Shams Juma is CEO of a Dallas startup called Quantify. It's an online marketplace that connects entrepreneurs with experts to help them build their businesses.
You know, it's very difficult for us to find good talent and in-house.
Juma recently shared his struggle with a group of startup enthusiasts at an event put on by community group Launch DFW and Forward.us. That second organization has been called the Zuckerberg Pack for its Facebook founder, Mark Zuckerberg. Not everyone searching for an H-1B wants to work for Google or Facebook. Adrian Avendano wants to work at his own company, but it's not that easy.
Even immigration lawyers, I went and talked to one from the university, and I was like, what can I do? I want to start my own startup. And he was like, well, are you single? Yes. Well, get married.
I'm like, getting married to stay in the country wasn't Avendano's idea when he moved here from Mexico. He came 6 years ago to finish his PhD. And while at the University of Texas at Dallas, he founded Ares Materials, an electronic fabrication company. But Avendano's on a student visa, so he's not allowed to work.
I think it's kind of backwards because, I mean, there's people that come here for 6 years, 7 years, 10 years to pursue their grad school. So they're prepared people that U.S. and taxpayer dollars funded. And then when they're done, the government or the immigration laws send them back home instead of keeping these really smart people that can really, really contribute to the future of U.S.
Yes, of course, the dream of many foreign students that come in are educated in U.S. universities, want to stay. And so they do seek positions with firms that sponsor them. But private sector runs out of H-1B so quickly every year. These are very hard visas to get.
Pia Arrhenius is senior economist and vice president at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. She's also a fellow in the Tower Center at SMU. She says North Texas is in serious need of more H-1B visa workers.
We're growing at a blistering pace, and we are a poster child for an economy with labor shortages. And so we are bringing in lots of migrants, not only from other states, but also from out of the country.
Opposition to H-1B visas generally comes from workers in the U.S. who say the visas allow companies to import cheaper, younger competition. And there's another common complaint about H-1Bs in the tech community. They don't allow entrepreneurs to work for themselves. They have to work for someone else. That's why some are pushing for a different way to work in the country, something called the startup visa.
In principle, you know, the idea is probably a good one. I mean, we want to encourage innovation and startups and so on. I think the devil's in the details.
Ron Hira is author of Outsourcing America and associate professor at Howard University. He says a visa for foreigners who've raised funds from American investors is worth considering. The thing is, he's worried foreigners could be exploited by venture capitalists who hold the key to them staying in the country.
And I don't think things have been really vetted very well in the public discussion. There really haven't been careful analyses of what the impacts of the startup visa would be, either by think tanks or through congressional hearings.
Entrepreneurs in Dallas say community conversations are a good start, even if they're frustrating. Immigration reform is slow, and these entrepreneurs are eager to start working in the North Texas tech community. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.